bud as they learn new information, a new bud for a new fact. But yet they never open, never flourish. They are people of capital letters and full stops, but never of question marks and ellipses. My parents were those kind of people, the know-it-all kind. The, if it's not in a book or I haven't heard it anywhere before, then don't be ridiculous kind. Straight thinkers with heads filled with the most beautifully coloured buds, so neatly manicured and so sweetly scented, but which never opened, which were never light or dainty enough to dance in the breeze, upright and rigid, so matter of fact, they were buds till the day they died. Well, my mother isn't dead. Not yet. Not medically. But if she is not dead, she is certainly not living. She's like a walking corpse that hums every once in a while, as though testing herself to see if she's still alive. From far away, you'd think she's fine. But up close, and you can see that the bright pink lipstick is a touch uneven. Her eyes are tired and soulless, like one of those TV show houses on studio lots, all facade and nothing of substance behind. She moves around the house, drifting from room to room in a dressing gown with loosely flapping bell sleeves, as though she's a southern belle on a mansion ranch in Gone with the Wind, worrying about it all tomorrow. Despite her graceful, swan-like room-to-room drifts, she's kicking furiously beneath the surface, thrashing around, trying to keep her head up, flashing us the occasional panicked smile to let us know she's still there, though it does nothing to convince us. Oh, I don't blame her. What a luxury it must be to disappear as she has, leaving everyone else to sweep up the mess and salvage whatever fragments of life are left. I haven't told you a thing yet. You must be very confused. My name is Tamara Goodwin. Goodwin. One of those awful phrases I despise. It's either a win or it's not. Like, bad loss, hot sun, or very dead. Two words that come together unnecessarily to say whatever could be said solely by the second. Sometimes when telling people my name, I drop a syllable, Tamara Good, which is ironic as I've never been anything of the sort. Or Tamara Win, which mockingly suggests good luck that just isn't so. I'm 16 years old, or so they tell me. I question my age because now I feel twice it. At 14, I felt 14. I acted 11 and wanted to be 18. But in the past few months, I've aged a few years. Is that possible? Closed buds would shake their heads no. Open minds would say possibly. Anything is possible, they would say. Well, anything isn't. It is not possible to bring my dad back to life. I tried, when I found him lying dead on the floor of his office. Very dead, in fact. Blue in the face, with an empty pill container by his side and an empty bottle of whiskey on the desk. I didn't know what I was doing, but I pressed my lips to his regardless and pumped up and down on his chest furiously. That didn't work. Nor did it work when my mother dived on his coffin at the graveyard during his burial and started howling and clawing at the varnished wood as he was lowered into the ground, which, by the way, was rather patronisingly covered by fake green grass, as though trying to fool us it wasn't the maggoty soil he was being lowered into for the rest of eternity. Though I admire Mum for trying, her breakdown at the grave didn't bring him back. Nor did the endless stories about my dad that were shared at the do afterwards, during the Who Knows George Best storytelling competition, where friends and family had their fingers on the buzzers ready to jump in. You think that's funny? Wait till you hear this. One time George and I'll never forget the time George said, all were so eager they ended up talking over one another and spilling tears and red wine on Mum's new Persian rug. They tried their best, you could tell, and in a way, he was almost in the room, but their stories didn't bring him back. Nor did it work when Mum discovered Dad's personal finances were about as healthy as he. He was bankrupt. The bank had already put in place the repossession of our house and all the other properties he owned, which left Mum to sell everything, everything that we owned to pay back the debts. He didn't come back to help us then either, so I knew then that he was gone. He was really gone. I figured if he was going to let us go through all of that on our own, let me blow air into his dead body, let Mum scratch at his coffin in front of everybody, and then watch us be stripped of everything we